Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Police leadership instability, a key factor, poor response to July riots. So we've started to see a lot more information now coming out around the 2021 riots and unrest. Advocate Paul Hoffman, he's director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. He joins us this morning to talk a little bit more about it. Good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to your listeners as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
So we're starting to see a lot more information coming out. In truth, it's nothing that we didn't already know. We're now just seeing it in writing. Isn't that the case?
Yes, I think that this panel has focused rather narrowly on the July 21 insurrection, probably because that's what its mandate was. But what is really coming out in it is that there are factions within the ANC, principally the RET, the Radical Economic Transformation faction, that feel free to resort to violence and illegality, to insurrection, in order to make a political point or to express their displeasure, on this occasion with the incarceration of Jacob Zuma, in order to promote a what I would suggest is a totally illegitimate a political interest that they have. And while the ANC remains as factionalized as it is, there is a real danger that this sort of eruption will occur again. It's all exacerbated by COVID and by the state of the economy, the levels of inequality and poverty in the land, but you know, there are poorer countries in South Africa who are able to remain peaceful, and that is not the case here, and it is quite an alarming report as a result.
Does that mean, because it's so narrow, that we are unlikely to actually get to the real cause of it?
Yes, I think that the real cause of the difficulty that we have in South Africa is that while we have exchanged our old parliamentary sovereignty pre-94 for the constitutional democracy that has been in place, and certainly since 1997 when the final constitution came into place as our supreme law, in which the Bill of Rights was there to give everybody human rights that were unheard of in the old South Africa, and the rule of law is regarded as supreme. That is what we are as a country on paper and in terms of the law. But our governing alliance, led by the ANC and including the South African Communist Party and COSATU, has another agenda called the National Democratic Revolution.
Oh, gosh.
And the object of that revolution is to secure comprehensive control of all the levers of power in society, not in government, but in society. And the RET faction seems to be more attracted to that agenda, or more muscular about pursuing that agenda, than is the president's faction, what they call the CR-17, now becoming the CR-22 faction in the ANC. So while you've got these two conflicting value systems at play, not only within the alliance but in society in general, you end up with the sort of paralysis that we have been experiencing, because of the inconsistency of the revolutionary agenda with the aims and principles of the Constitution, and because too many people in positions of power in government simply aren't serious about implementing the Constitution, about delivering on the rights in the Bill of Rights, in particular the socioeconomic rights, which would have seen hunger conquered years ago, would have seen every child in school with a proper toilet and a pen and paper and books, every sick gogo being healed in a provincial hospital or a clinic in a town or city, and would have seen far more people properly housed than we have. Those are all very expensive things to deliver, and you cannot deliver them while you are allowing the looting and the plunder that goes on, as reported in the Zondo Commission report and by the SIU in relation to COVID premierism, which cannot be blamed on Jacob Zuma because there was no COVID when Jacob Zuma was president. So
although he did create, although he did create the environment that allowed it to happen.
Oh yes, no, there's no doubt about that. It simply continued seamlessly because of this ambivalence about whether upholding the Constitution and the rule of law, whether being on task with police and security work is ever taken seriously in South Africa. It seems that the National Security Council wasn't even meeting at the time that the July riots occurred.
What's interesting here is that this is, given what you're saying, that the July riots were all about politics, division, political agenda, which means it really wasn't our issue, it was government's issue. And
yes,
they the
well,
ones.
Well, it's really the party politics.
That's really what this is. So, you know, and they're the ones that need to be taken to task for it. But in the meantime, 300 people died. And if we don't deal with it, it's going to happen again, potentially, with perhaps a greater loss of life.
Yes. Now, I think what needs to happen is that the factions in the ANC must either agree to abandon the National Democratic Revolution, or if some of them are more attached to the revolution than others, the ANC members must go their separate ways. Some of them will take the Constitution seriously and will unite behind implementing the Constitution, and others who are attracted to the sort of rhetoric that you get from EFF and Julius Malema will gravitate towards the so-called revolutionary agenda and run a separate show. And the factionalism will be considerably reduced if that were allowed to happen. But of course, the desire to cling to power, remember, the struggle for freedom morphed into the struggle for political power and influence. And the ANC sees its role as the liberators of South Africa, and in Jacob Zuma's words, it intends to govern until Jesus comes, whenever that might be.
Right. And of course, everybody is unclear as to exactly when that is going to happen. It is 8:54, about to go 8:55. Very concerning and a very sobering discussion indeed. Advocate Paul Hoffman, director of the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa, talking to us about the accountability for the 2021 riots and unrest.